of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 76, an act to revise the provisions concerning vetoes and overrides in the aldermanic form of government.
Senate Bill 76, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Pitts.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. This is a short clarification type of bill under for the alderman form of government. Under current law, it's clear that the mayor in the aldermanic form of government has the authority to veto either an ordinance or a resolution. And it's also clear that the council has the authority to override the veto of an ordinance, but it hasn't been clear that they also have that same authority to override the veto of a resolution. In section one of this bill, Senate Bill 76, it clarifies that the mayor may veto either the resolution or the ordinance, and it also makes it clear that the council can then override that veto of the ordinance or the resolution. And in section three of the bill, it also clarifies that the resolution becomes effective without the mayor's signature in the same manner as the ordinance. I would appreciate your support of Senate Bill 76.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 76. Representative Glinski. Microphone, please.
Oftentimes, resolutions are considered to be of less permanence than an ordinance, but definitely of interest to the people of a community. And so it's an issue of fairness in being able to have your elected representatives, in this case the aldermen, having the opportunity to override a veto if they're able to muster the two-thirds vote.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 76? Representative Jaspers.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would just like to point out to the members of the body here that if we don't pass this bill, it's sure going to be the Pitts.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Klochek.
Question of Representative Pitts.
State your question.
Representative Pitts, it's my understanding, would the people in the city still have the right to petition if they disagreed with the council's decision to override? Would they still have the right to refer that measure to the ballot if this law were passed?
Representative Pitts, do you care to answer the question?
Mr. Speaker, I will. This bill does not take away any laws or any rights that citizens would have that they don't have at this point.
Representative Klochek, you still have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and honorable members of the body.
Any further remarks on Senate Bill 76? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House is final passage of Senate Bill 76. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members will proceed to vote on Senate Bill 76.
Representatives Jensen, Lang, Hansen, and Hunstead. Representative Lang. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 68.
Senate Bill 76, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is declared correct.